It's the Morning with Ed show, and I've been looking forward to this day for a while now. Possible Ocean's with us right now. They've got a show tonight in Los Angeles at The Resident. Brand new single out is called Falling Backwards. They've also got a video to support that. We're welcoming Trevor and Daniel, and they're going to sing a song called Deceiver right now. Laguna Beach live from our Julie Lawton studios. Please welcome Possible Ocean's. This band. That's Possible Ocean's. That song was Deceiver. They've got a show tonight in Los Angeles at The Resident. They've got a brand new single called Falling Backwards. We're going to hear that in just a little bit. But once again, live from our Julie Lawton studios here in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach, this is called Skeleton Mind, Possible Ocean's.
From
Possible Oceans. That's Trevor and Daniel. Latest single is called Falling Backwards. We're going to talk to Trevor and Daniel just a couple of seconds. Let's hear Falling Backwards right now.
Watching myself move through the city.
It's the Mornings with Ed show. That song is called Falling Backwards, and you heard it here first, okay? Now, you did. We started pumping that song here a while back, a couple of days ago. We got Trevor and Daniel in studio with us. Again, new single, Falling Backwards. They also have a new video to support that single. Possible Oceans, tonight in Los Angeles at The Resident. That show happens at 8:30. We welcome Trevor and Daniel. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us. Good morning.
What an awesome set you did, live and early in the morning, too, man. So congratulations and thank you, I guess.
Yeah, we lucked out. Our voices were working today.
So tonight you have a show at The Resident. That show is at 8:30.
Yeah.
Is it tough to get up for an evening show when you've been up performing early in the morning? What's the process like the rest of the day for you?
I think we have some nap time scheduled for the afternoon.
Okay.
You know, before we get in for sound check and everything. But, you know, I mean, this is what we love to do. So anytime we can get to play, whether it's, you know, 6 a.m. or 3 in the morning or whatever, trying to do it.
Now, as you guys were sound checking, we had everyone in the office kind of stick their heads in here into the studio. Wow, that sounds pretty good. Yeah. You guys were tight during the sound check. We knew it was going to be cool for the performance. Now, the new single, Falling Backwards, which we just heard, tell me about that song.
So in November of last year, I went down to Mexico City to do promo for the record, and the record we did last year, the Phase Change EP, and the plan was that a few of us were going. We're kind of making it a business and pleasure trip.
Right.
And last minute, it ended up being just me on my own for 6 days. So I was like doing radio performances and, you know, interviews and stuff like that. And then I just had a ton of downtime. So I set up a little studio in the place that I was staying. And I was feeling kind of in my head because I'd just been by myself for six
right.
days. And just doing a lot of reflection. And that song just kind of came out, you know, came back from Mexico with the demo. And we were lucky enough to get hooked up with Jules DeGasperis, he actually plays drums for a band called Low Hum, okay. but he's also a producer and has an incredible studio up in Highland Park. So we went into his studio and just kind of happened, and it was great. We're really excited about
it. So more solitary confinement in your future, I guess,
I think,
right?
Yeah, they're just going to lock me in a closet.
We just lock him up and
let us know when you need some water or to use the bathroom, whatever. Now, releasing Falling Backwards, is it the same butterflies in your stomach, the same sense or scaredness, if you will, that you had for Deceiver when you released that?
Yeah, I think every time it's, you know, you put so much into it and, you know, we're so excited about it. And this one, we made the video, which, you know, I got to direct, which was super exciting. And, you know, we basically worked that video, the two of us and one camera guy, and
right.
that was it, you know. And there's just so much, you know, work before it ever goes out in the world. So you're always kind of like, oh, I don't know, is someone going to listen to this?
Right, so, right. Like, yeah. Now, when you said you directed the video, that obviously gives you control over the content of the video. And I guess that has to be like really empowering. Because if someone else directs your video, then I guess you would have that creative, nah, that's not really where the song is. So by directing it yourself, you felt that it actually captured what you wrote?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, we'd be totally up for working with a director who we felt, you know, comfortable with and
right.
we had like a shared vision. You know, at this point, you know, we're a completely independent group, so we're doing everything ourselves. We're self-funded, so we try to keep the team, you know, as minimal as possible and just do what we can. And we had done one video together, which I had directed also for that song Deceiver. So this was kind of my second stab at it. And like Dan is a huge film buff.
Right.
So he's like super helpful and kind of helping me like understand how to actually make things happen. And then our friend James Juarez, who's an incredibly talented photographer and cinematographer, he shot the whole thing and like walked into the ocean with me at 8 a.m. in January, you know, so we were super lucky to have that.
Try and look warm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't recommend wearing a full wool business suit into the ocean. It's not a good plan.
It gets heavy when you come out, doesn't it?
Now, it look good.
Now, Daniel, obviously multi-skilled because he's got the vision, he's got the, he can actually see what the video is going to look like in the future. I'm guessing that's your skill set that you bring to the video. But I saw in the live room there, you brought a skill set to the guitar. How long have you been playing?
I guess since I was probably about 12.
Okay.
And just been noodling ever since, I think. I think it was one of those things that I started, and I think my parents were kind of like, we'll see how long this lasts.
Right.
I think, you know, here we are now, and I'm still doing it, and it's always fun to do.
I think all parents are gratified when it's not the drums.
Yeah, that was my dream, man. I wanted to be a drummer, and we lived in apartments when I was a kid. And my mom was like, "That's just not going to work." And right. So I went the guitar route, and never looked back. But I still, every once in a while, if a drum kit is open at soundcheck or something, I'll sneak onto it and play something horrendous.
I think my lack of rhythm saved my parents.
I want to introduce a song. It's called "Bad Drums." Here you go.
Pretty much.
Well, you're welcome to kick it in the live room when we're done here. What's in the future for you? I know tonight you're at the Resident at 8:30. What can we expect tonight?
So tonight is actually super fun because we got to kind of curate the show. Dan really spearheaded making the whole thing happen. So we're playing early, we're opening up at 8:30, and then right after that, Dan actually has a project called Die Lines.
Okay.
And so he fronts that one, and I also play in it with him, so we kind of trade off, you know, backing each other up in the two projects. So we get to play a set with that group, which is super exciting, and then there's a band called Twin Oaks that just put a great record out. Okay. They're going to be playing, and Questa Loeb, who also, like, super old friends of ours,
right?
Who just put an EP out that's amazing. So just tons of really great music. It's going to be a really fun night.
Now, if you tour, will you go on tour as a group of all of these different projects?
That would be so much
fun.
Yeah,
we've definitely thought about it. I mean, we've looked at doing both of our bands on tour because we do, you know, we've played a few bills together like this, and it just worked out great.
Right. Now, Josh and Brian, also part of the band?
Yeah, so they were part of the Phase Change EP, and they were part of the band that we were in before this called Sympathetic Frequencies. I mean, we've been doing this together for a long time, Dan and I. So they were playing bass and drums. They're incredible, the best rhythm section I've ever had, and we played together for years. You know, and this is a tough business, and they kind of had to do their own things. Josh has two kids now, so he's doing the dad thing, and he's loving it. And
There's nothing better.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and then you eventually get your kids involved in music, and then there you go. It's just a step up, man.
Yeah, we miss them, but we're so happy for they're both just killing it in their own regards. And right, you never know, every once in a while they pop back in and play a show with us. So
right on.
Yeah.
Now, Falling Backwards, the new single we just heard, part of a larger project we're putting together.
Yeah, so we're actually going back into the studio. Looks like in October. So the plan is to be kind of working towards another full length.
Okay.
So we'll have a few more singles coming out, probably at least one more this year, and then just kind of sprinkling them in early next year and just trying to tour as much as we can.
Right.
That's the plan, yeah.
If you're just now joining us, you missed a great live set from Possible Oceans. You can catch it on our website, though. It'll be podcast up by about noon today. Go to the KX93.5 website, pull down the Mornings with Ed podcast. Bang, there they are. Live Possible Oceans. We've got Trevor O'Neill, Daniel Berkman. Where can we find your music?
So you can go to possibleoceans.com. That'll link you to everything, all of our social media, Spotify, all that stuff. And then everything is up on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube.
SoundCloud,
yeah.
You name it, hopefully.
SoundCloud has been super cool because that's actually how we connected with you guys. And it's so international. I mean, we get messages from people in like Brazil and
Japan.
Awesome?
And it's just, isn't that awesome?
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. It definitely makes me get up in the morning and keep working on it.
Yeah, I get it, man. I get it. I could not be happier that you guys came in this morning. Best of luck tonight. They are at the Resident at 8:30 tonight in Los Angeles. Go out, check them out. And if not, then find them on wherever music can be found.
Yeah.
Trevor and Daniel, Possible Oceans, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right, it was great, man. We'll see you soon.